This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're heading up the Mississippi River from New Orleans and exploring day trips and road trips out of New Orleans. Our guide is Andrew Ferrier, and he grew up in St. Francisville, Louisiana, and now he leads tours, walking tours, for a company called Free Tours by Foot in New Orleans. As a guide, what do you show off from modern industry point of view in Louisiana, and what do you say?
You know what? So, and it so rarely comes within view of most visitors. I, as somebody who grew up in Louisiana, not far from some of those kinds of facilities, but not right up against them.
Right.
What I saw from a distance was these lights flashing on the horizon at night that made them look like weird futuristic alien cities. Fire comes bursting from the stacks in these facilities. It really looks almost supernatural, very sci-fi, when you're seeing all this stuff from a distance. Up close, it's the weird superimposition between it and just the things of regular everyday life that people really live in, basically company towns today. You can go to towns like Norco, named for the organizations that are located there, and you can see lives that were completely built around these companies' facilities.
So what is a company town like?
So a company town is going to include, this is something we have mainly along the lower Mississippi in the area between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. So you will see where facilities have been built up as thing number one. You will sometimes see cemeteries surrounded on one side by a road and three sides by petrochemical structures. You will see churches the same way. And again, the remnants of plantation structures or oak alleys that once led up to their doorways are often features that are kind of given pride of place on those sites. Street names in them will have remnants of the old agrarian way of life, but the actual living spaces are generally back away from the river, just clear enough that the smells that these facilities send off aren't a constant.
It's an affordable place for people to get housing who need the employment and work at that big plant and don't want to spend half their income commuting.
Essentially, yeah.